And that's it.
Voilà.
Voilà. I was happy to see that Selfless Self is out on Kindle now.
Oh.
I guess it's been for a while, but because I do like morning readings, every morning I read a little passages and a bunch of different things, and I was kind of ran out, so to speak. So I said, "Oh, let me go and check the." And there's a new thing from Nisargadatta Maharaj that has like five explanations from Das Bodh, and then Selfless Self in Kindle. So I said, "Oh, okay, that's good. Add that to the rotation."
Good food.
Indeed.
I get in connection with a guy in France. I don't know if you know Jean-Claude Deno. He did all the translation from all the books of Sridhara Meshwar Maharaj, Nisargadatta Maharaj, Ramakant Maharaj, the Das Bodh, everything. He put it in French, and he put it free on the web. And he make something. It's called the 175 Sutra from Ramakant, and he just split all the information by section, and he put that on the web, and people can ask questions, give answer, and all the stuff.
Oh,
He
that's cool.
create interaction, and now he already did it in English too.
Oh, wow. Do you have a link
Yeah,
to that?
and both. Yeah, I can send the link, or maybe I can give you that
Yeah, if you
right
put the link in chat.
now. Okay. He did a great
That's very
job.
nice. That's
It
good.
took him 7 years to translate everything in French.
Wow.
And you see, I was with Maharaj all the time, and now the goal of that is just to spread everywhere. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now in English.
Well, you've heard the Ramakant Maharaj USA talks in
Yeah,
the French chat. Yeah.
I got the French version on the website and everything.
Yep.
I print that, and I read it like you do every night, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Okay, I gotta work on that a little bit because it's on the phone. Where I put that now? And then Jean-Claude Deno, Yuga Sutra is called, but that's the French one.
Yeah, I could probably Google it if you just give me the name in
Yeah.
American.
Yeah. I think if you go on Google and you just the Yuga Sutras of Maharaj, maybe that's gonna link you to that.
The Yuga.
Sutras, Sutras.
But Yuga is Yuga.
Yeah. Well, no, Y O. about in English.
Yoga. Okay.
Yoga. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No worries. That's fine. Yoga Sutras.
You go on Facebook, you're going to find it right away. And from there, all the link, if you go on Facebook again, you're going to find it faster.
Yeah, I'm not on Facebook.
Okay. But you got it on the web? I'm going to open my computer. It's going to be.
I have Yoga Sutras of Patanjali.
No. Patanjali, no. That's nothing. That's not.
There's a Yoga Sutras of Maharaj Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook, so okay. I don't think it's going to allow me to.
I'll find it on the web very soon. If other people have questions, I'll come back.
Oh, yeah, Jean Claude. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Jean Claude.
Yeah, I know. I know him very well. Yes.
Probably because he was there a few times in.
Yes.
In India. You got it?
I'm trying to see if it has links. It just says how to obtain.
Okay.
You can receive this file and two books that make up the Yoga Sutras of Maharaj by email. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By email. Okay. So it's not on the web. It's on the.
Right. It's by email. Yeah. It's kind of a network. You have to ask him and he send you. That's it.
Okay. Let's see.
And after that, question and answer and.
So question and answer is like a what do you call it? Like a robot type thing? Like a
No, it's because every week he send a little package saying now we're gonna go from the Yoga Sutra number 1 to number 10, an example. And any question on these 10 one, people send question by email, and the next week all the question and the answer appears.
Okay.
And he do it block by block, step by step. He started that a month and a half ago, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
And it's really interesting because it's give a kind of step by step for everybody.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna copy the email information and all that, and then I'll email him later.
Very good.
Cool. I'll put it in the chat too in case other people in this place are wanting this.
Exactly.
Here is the chat. Yep. That's the email.
Exactly. That's good. I was very happy because I just bought the self-realization from Siddhartha Meshwar Maharaj with my Google translator because it doesn't appear in French and say, okay, we're going to go step by step. And I find it now completely in French. Wow, what a gift.
Good. Absolutely.
And as deeper I go, lot of resistance come.
Yeah.
And I just observe. I say, okay, that's a part of. But don't go. Don't identification too much with that. Just let it appears. But some days it's really tough.
Yeah, it's
that's part Maharaj, of the game.
It talks about the tenants in the house, and as you're clearing them out, they're abusing you as they're leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
And the same thing with thoughts. If you're sitting in your living room, knock, knock on the door, thought comes, and you sit down and entertain that thought, he's not going to want to leave. he's going to, I want your tea, I want your cookies, I want then for you to order me a pizza because I'm staying. Yeah. But if you just knock, knock on the door, oh, hello, okay, thank you for stopping by, that's it, finish, then... your tea, your cookies, and your credit card is safe. The visitor is not overstaying his welcome.
He's got some physical reaction to.
Absolutely. Remember I talked about when the incident with the food. I had been eating the food, everything was fine, but it started to boil up and I was complaining. I said, "Ah, oh, I can't even eat this food and da 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 da. And these geckos are bothering me and so much trouble is happening." Maharaj, being Maharaj, just said, "We can move your room if you like." And then that was like the peace. Because like in a normal situation, if you were with somebody who believes they're a somebody, like if I come to your house and I've been staying at your house for some time, and then I say, and I don't like your food, and I don't like this, and you know, the people are irritating, you irritate me, and you have geckos all over your house, you'd be like, dude, au revoir. Like, we don't need you here.
That's it.
But Maharaj was just like perfect. It was like, you know, there was so much space. There wasn't a confining of any kind. There was so much space to be able to freely express this. And then it just dissolved in the space. You know, because Maharaj, when I knocked on the door with all my complaining and all that boiling, he didn't invite me in to have tea and cookies and have to order pizza. He was just like, okay, you want to move? We move. Okay, no problem. So, and that's like the beautiful example of not taking anything personally, you know, not taking the touch of this world. And
I still, because I see it, but I still a lot of struggle with that. Yeah, you're identified. You got identified right now, and if you struggle too much, that's the identification struggle again. So stop everything. Stop. Just watch.
Pause and kind of fall back into your selfless self. That just I, the presence. That erases everything. Then you're not having to try and push away the thoughts. It's like they're knocking on the door, and your whole living room has disappeared now. There's no, you know, there is no living room where they can sit. There's no place for them to sit. There's no one there. It's just, it just passes through. Maharaj uses the example of the clouds in the sky. They're going and coming, and the sky is not like, oh no, there's so many clouds, and you know, people can't see me. You know, there's so many clouds, or oh no, now I'm naked. There's no clouds. I'm, you know, no, it's, these are coming and going and coming and going. No problem. And all of manifestation, as it is only an appearance, is like this. It's only when we plant the flag and start by conceptually building a living room, conceptually building a life and a me that is being affected by something. Best just to remain with your selfless self, subtle sense of presence, just I, and all the walls come down, formlessness with formlessness, no place for a thought to sit.
I'm going to listen to that again.
It's like,
thank you.
Yes.
So after Ramakant asked you if you wanted to move rooms, did you move rooms or did you stop change? Did you change the eating or anything, or did it just began?
It was an amazing, powerful absorption in selfless self. And there was not there. I don't know what happened next. Like it was just like a.
Well, I mean, the days after that, you still kept on just.
I kept eating the food. I kept, everything was fine. There didn't seem to be geckos. Everything was nice. I was deeper into mantra. But there were several times where I talked about the gold incident, where the desire to possess this gold. And this is one of those tenets, you know, because the whole idea of selfless self and the breeziness and everything's so nice and, oh, look at all this gold. I want it. And it was very inexpensive, you know, because like in the Indian store, they had gold by the gram. In United States, they rob you. Like a pair of earrings that's like, you know, just a little bit design, $500. And when I was in the gold store there, it was like, oh, we just weigh the gram. No matter how beautiful the design, no matter what it was by the gram. I was stunned. And yet, you know, there was that, oh, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. And I went back and told Maharaj. And I said, you know, it was very troubling. And I was there with Tata, the gentleman from the ashram. And we spoke about, you know, on the way back. And then I talked to Maharaj. And the beautiful thing was then, after remaining with mantra and being with Maharaj, a new person came in. They also wanted to go to the gold store. And this time I sat and had chai with Tata quietly. There was no disturbance. There was no, it was so, like when you put these things in your practice, practically in your life, and you see, wow, like so much, just because you're remaining with your selfless self. There's no desire to grab, to grasp. There's nothing there that's saying, oh, I need this, I want this. But just like Alex, I think, one time mentioned that a cork, like he said, I feel like sometimes like you put the cork in the bottle and you shake, 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 and it's just ready to explode. And this is that, like it wells up and it passes. Even soda. Think about if you take a 2-liter bottle of Coke and shake the heck out of it. And if you were to open it at that time, yeah, it sprays all over the place. But if it just sits, nothing happening, nothing going to happen, then it sits. Then you come and open it, no problem, nothing. And it's the same. It's like, don't, in that moment, just allow everything to be. Allow it to pass, remain with your selfless self. No worries, no nothing, 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 nothing. And then understand that every experience that you appear to be experiencing is there for your benefit. You know, the gold, as long as you are in the time when I was at the ashram, I spoke to Maharaj about everything. There was no ego there about like, oh, Maharaj is going to think that I'm not as spiritual or there's no. No, I speak to everything because I understood this is God. You know, this is the God of my understanding in human form. And I really want to be as close to this as possible. So I'm going to be absolutely 100% honest about everything. Yes, Maharaj, this is happening. Yes, this is coming. And he clears it. Just like in Das Bod, when you read Das Bod, here is a doubt. And the listener is very intent on the doubt. And then Ram Das or Sri, who's the guy?
Martha?
Yeah. So, and he is, okay, this is this. Listen intently. And it's removed. And that's why if you sit there and you're like, oh, I've been doing spirituality for 20 years, I'm going to let other people ask questions. I'm not going to ask any questions and this and that. Like Nisargadatta Maharaj used to be upset and throw people out of the room. If you're not going to ask questions and you're not going to seek, then give up your seat to a seeker.
Yeah.
The whole seeking is like, I have to come completely naked before that power, before that guru, and guru form or no form, before that, and that is that presence. I come complete. Okay. Remain with my selfless self. This situation has been placed there for my benefit. No matter what it is, food poisoning, driving at night in the rain, gold, like you were saying, all of a sudden things are bubbling up. Okay, this is for my benefit.
Oh.
Everything is for my benefit. Bad doctor report? Excellent. Because now I can remain with my selfless self. And I know I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. Take care of the body. Doctor says, do this, do this, do this. It'll improve. Great. But if doctor says, not going to improve, okay, I remain with my selfless self. I'm not going to be in this body form forever. It's not possible. We see this. Okay. That's why they say, die before you die. Die before you die is remain with the sense of presence. Know yourself in a real sense so that this concept of death dies. Who's being born? Who's dying? I don't know. It's not me. There is no me that's individual. Me is I, which is everything, which is all illusion, because everything is illusion.
Yeah.
And accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing's there.
I guess you could say in my seeking, even though I've experienced, you know, bliss and higher, what I could call higher states or whatever, that's not really what I'm after, because it's more like what I'm after is the elimination of the feeling of being just kind of dull and wrapped up in a limited sense of presence. It's
but
more
see,
like
you can't do it because you are the limitation of presence. You're the appearance of limitation. Nothing is really limited. All of this is absolutely not happening, just as it is in a dream. But you that you believe that it's trying to remove or trying to remain with presence or trying to remain with selfless self, you are the obstacle that's blocking you from understanding yourself in a real sense. The struggle is the creation of a separation where there is none. Just die, just die, just die. Just remain with your selfless self.
Because I do have a recognition and a memory and a sense of what it feels like to not feel limited, but it's not like I'm grasping after that. It's more like I'm just trying to not feel average and influenced by my thoughts.
Yeah.
So,
and the knowledge, when you know yourself in a real sense, like Maharaj says, you no longer have to say, you know, you don't have to say 100 million times a day, I am Keith, I am Keith, I am Keith. I have to remember I am Keith. And everything I do, I'm Keith. And I just have to remember that I'm Keith. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with the selfless self. You don't have to keep reminding yourself. It's like, okay, that conviction is there. Also that I am that. Nothing to do with this world. And yet, as long as this body form is available, do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities. No struggle. Struggle comes, you remain with yourself, the self, just refresh your memories. I'm nothing to do with this world.
And when I am with the selfless self, that it does kind of automatically feel blissful and pleasant, to some degree at least.
Because you're not disturbing the peace. When Maharaj says you are disturbing the peace, the you that you believe yourself to be is like a layer that just has to be removed. And as you're remaining with your selfless self, you're not actually remaining. It's just selfless self is no longer having any illusory layers. The fire is burning brightly. And it burns. This is why when you know yourself in a real sense, the conviction, the fire is burning brightly. Some illusory thought comes, it can be burned up in the flame very, very quickly because you know yourself in a real sense. It's not getting covered and covered and covered and covered. Just like not inviting a thought in to sit and have tea. And then it wants cookies and it wants little snacks and crackers and then asks for pizza.
Ooh.
You keep very, very clean and clear. Just remain with your selfless self. Illusory layer is coming. Okay. Because there's a five elemental body. This is happening due to the five elemental body is here. But that's not me and I have nothing to do with it. The same as in a dream.
At the same time, when I am letting myself indulge in what I think a desire is going to give me some kind of satisfaction, it is I'm inviting limitation in.
Oh, you're creating someone that has desired something. Therefore, you're creating an object, you, which is not needed and not necessary and is totally untrue. And once you have created this object as a you, of course you're going to want other objects. You can't help but want other objects. Even you could say, oh, but me, I need a roof over my head. I need food. I need water and all these things. But you actually don't need any of those things. The you that you are.
It's like just selfless self has its own value and it doesn't need anything else. So
it is all there is.
Yeah.
All of the rest is just illusory layers that can be easily removed by remaining with your selfless self. Nothing's there. Nothing, nothing, nothing. The body is not your identity. You are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain body. Invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. That you are. If at all you want to compare, you compare yourself to sky or space. And while holding this body, so to speak, within the dream, then have food, have water. No food, no water. Body can't sustain the essence. World is not from Keith's point of view anymore. That light burns out. Just like Nisargadatta Maharaj talks about the oil and the lamp. There's no death, but the consciousness is being fed by the food in the body, and the body is growing. And if there's no oil in the lamp, then the lamp is out. Yes?
Yes.
But it's not death of the lamp.
Yes.
And in reality, since you're not an individual, one lamp goes out, there's, what, 8 billion more. The oil is never ending. The presence is feeding, and then the food body is being fed, and the presence is burning in all these various forms throughout the entire waking consciousness in the same way as the dream consciousness. All of the bodies in the dream are being sustained by the formlessness that you are. The power, the energy, everything is coming from you. And same from waking consciousness, because there is no difference between waking consciousness and dream consciousness. Except your concept, I am awake or I am dreaming. And in order to do that, you have to identify with someone or something that can dream and be awake, rather than this formlessness in which forms are appearing and disappearing. Various scenes are coming and going. Not caught up in any scene. Just like channel surfing. You go to one channel, oh, wow, this is an amazing show. I'm so into it, but I can easily switch the channel and, oh, wow, new show. I'm totally into this because it's just scene. There's no grasping. Oh, this scene. No. I want to go back to that show, whatever. No. Just channel surf. All the scenes are appearing and disappearing before you. And your individualized experience and your individualized sense of self is illusory. And that is what creates the concept of birth and death and fear and unhappiness and happiness and all these sort of things. Not needed, not true. So remain with your selfless self. The sun is beaming right in my eyes right now. Sure.
I know when I was thinking about one of the things that constantly, a comparison that constantly affects my sense of what is or isn't, is comparing deep sleep, what I would can call unawareness, with what I think what seems to be awake awareness. There's like, it seems to be a difference, but then I noticed that actually, that's my mind is putting that limitation on awareness.
It's imagining, because how in the world can you know unawareness? How can you be aware of unawareness? This concept of deep sleep is an imagining. Oh, this is what it's like when I don't know myself. I label this deep sleep. But you've never experienced not knowing yourself, because you have to have experience and experiencer, and therefore the concept of duality. And then you say, oh, I knew myself then, and now I don't know myself. But how can you not know yourself?
So what would be called, what I would call deep sleep, is just another manifestation within.
Just a concept. You've never experienced deep sleep. Do you even know a deep sleep exists?
Just seems to. By imagining it.
Yeah, by imagination. Much of what we've had in body-based impressions is just imagination.
Yeah, it's memories.
What it's going to be like.
Comparison.
Oh, when I leave the body, what it's going to be like after. But if you know yourself in a real sense, then body is absolutely illusion. So what, and that's why Maharaj says, don't play with the spiritual words. Because you can get lost in the spiritual words, but understand you're not body. All the words came along with the body. And he always uses prior to beingness. Did you know anything about words? Did you know anything about spirituality? Did you know any God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master? And that cuts it.
But a lot of times my imagination just says, well, he's talking about nothing, and I don't know what he's talking about.
Because you're trying to imagine nothing, just like you tried to imagine what deep sleep and unawareness would be.
Yeah. And I think I know or something. I think I know it. Nothing.
Yeah, because mind wants to conceptualize. This is a flow of thoughts, and it wants to build and logically, you know, use the intellectual side to try and figure this out. This is like the enemy of spirituality, to try and intellectualize how you are. Just experience. And that's why Maharaj says also, you can attend so many satsangs, read so many books, but if you don't investigate for your own self, it's not going to happen. You need to have this direct experience of your own self. Otherwise, there will always be a part of you that says, I'm not sure this is true, or I don't understand this. Or mind starts to try and give you flow of thoughts of, this doesn't sound exactly right. We need to do a little bit more research. And research is the worst, because you're going to use your mind to research. So this is where they say you're hiring the thief to catch the thief. And the thief is enjoying searching for the thief and taking you all around town, doing massive searches, knocking on doors. Oh, I think it might be in this place this thief is. Wasting all your time and energy.
I tend to do that a lot.
Yeah, but don't do this. Don't do that. Just direct. Remain with your selfless self. Meditation, in the meditation, you start to feel that just I, that subtle sense of presence, that just I feeling. And now you can seek that in any moment while you're still having this, believing this body form, dipping your cup into the nectar of immortality, sensing this sense of presence. After a while, the one who this presence is being sensed? You know all presence has appeared. Presence is the first illusion. Everything's built on that. You remain with yourself, the self, whether presence is or not, you